You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked On Angels.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? My name's Patrick Zajac, your host of Locked On Angels, minor league play-by-play broadcaster and first row rider of the emotional sports roller coaster that is Angels baseball. Welcome into your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, special nightly edition after day baseball. Feared we'd wait until the series that the Angels played against the Tigers was over. Here we are, evening session for you of Locked On Angels for the hump day episode. So you know Wild West Wednesday coming up, especially nice because the Angels get ready with an off day tomorrow. They're going to play the Oakland A's over the weekend and maybe some semblance of hope, barring a sweep against the A's, that the Angels can climb back into this thing. I wouldn't get my hopes up. I'll cover that today. And then lastly, I want to mention before I close out the show, I want to talk about why I've been out for an extended period of time and an announcement regarding the future of Locked On Angels here. But that's to close out to the episode. So that'll close us out. Let's get to this past series. Angels bounce back in a big way. You know, Mike Trout's been out for the past week now with that right wrist contusion. All signs point to him being back in the lineup on Friday. That's the good news. Also good news, Angels sweep the Tigers, a team that they should sweep, get back to 500. It is what it is. You're still 10 games out of a wild card spot going into this weekend series against the A's. And again, despite all the good vibes, I know I had a couple buddies, oh, maybe we sweep the A's, we're right back in it. You're still 7 games back. Just to get to 90 wins, mind you, the Angels still have to go 32-14 the rest of the way, which I don't even believe is, I don't know if they have that within themselves to make that happen. But hey, dare to dream, right? I'll let you feel good. I don't want to completely ruin this sweep at the hands of the Detroit Tigers, but let's also recognize what kind of a team that the Angels were playing at this point. The good. Cole Calhoun, his bounce back from the disabled list has been phenomenal. Justin Upton, Albert Pujols heating up at this point of the season as well. Shohei Ohtani is dropping opposite field bombs. Dropped his first one on the road over the weekend. He has been a revelation to watch at the plate despite him coming back still and continuing on his progression with that arm injury. Now, Shohei Ohtani, mind you, Shohei Ohtani is going to throw a light bullpen session on Saturday with the catcher standing up, so a very light bullpen session, as this will be the first time that he's throwing off a mound since receiving those stem cell and platelet-rich plasma injections. Now, I still do not think that Shohei Ohtani throws another pitch in a competitive game this season. I don't think there's any point to that. I think you wait, let him get his rest and recovery, get ready for 2019, because the Angels rotation, I've talked about it a ton, and you see again guys like Tyler Skaggs and Nick Tropiano getting nicked up and going to the disabled list. That this rotation as currently constructed gives me the heebie-jeebies going into 2019. We need Shohei Ohtani healthy. You need Shohei Ohtani. You need to be careful with him. Yeah, absolutely. Keep him in the starting lineup offensively. Maybe throw him in against some lefties. I know he's only hitting 175 with a 523 OPS against lefties in 65 plate appearances, but now's the time. You're out of the playoff race. Why not throw Shohei Ohtani in against lefties, and maybe he can refine that part of his game. I don't want the thing moving forward to be Shohei Ohtani is just a platoon guy. I think his bat is far too valuable, and I think he can make things work against lefty. So Shohei Ohtani always on all eyes, all fronts when it comes to what this team is doing with him and how he's progressing from his rehab from stem cell and platelet-rich plasma injections. Because as we saw with a handful of pitchers, most notably Garrett Richards, it doesn't exactly always prove that you don't need Tommy John surgery in the end, and that would be the absolute worst case scenario for the Halos, as it would represent another lost season for a starting pitcher in this rotation. But I think we've already made up our minds, right, that the Angels need to go out and get something in the offseason, someone from outside the organization to help out this rotation for 2019, because you got 2 more years of Mike Trout, contract expires after 2020, got to make something happen. You guys want to sponsor the show? Know someone that does? Hit me up, lockedonangels@gmail.com. Rates are always reasonable. lockedonangels@gmail.com. All right, it's Wednesday. What does that mean? It's time for Wild West Wednesday. Coming up after these messages. Wild West Wednesday coming at ya.
West Side!
Yo, it's Wild West Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's take a trip around the West.
All right. I mean, I sometimes hate looking at these standings, but if you go into it the right mind, Angels back in at 500 now, still 15 and a half games behind the Astros in the division. Lost cause. That's been a lost cause for quite some time. Now 10 games back of a wild card spot. Recording this episode before the A's and Dodgers get kick-started there. So at best, you're 9.5 games back at the conclusion of today, heading into a 3-game set against Oakland. And the Oakland A's have been absolutely on a tear. I don't know how much you guys are paying attention to the standings now that the Angels are pretty much completely out of it and have been maybe for a couple of weeks now, even for you most optimistic of fans. But the A's are firmly entrenched in a wild card spot, 2.5 games ahead of the Seattle Mariners, who sit at 65-50. The Oakland A's are at 67-47, continuing their winning ways. That offense paced by Matt Chapman and Matt Olson. Matt Chapman might be the best defensive third baseman in the game, and that also includes Nolan Arenado, who I thought was the de facto one before him. But these guys are playing with energy. These youthful guys are playing hard on a day-in, day-out basis. And I know, right, all of baseball is trending towards this younger generation. And it goes back to, I think, the whole Mike Socia situation is now baseball's trending younger and younger every single year, not just in the players, but at the manager level. And I think that's where I'm starting to turn the corner when it comes to Mike Socia. Not that I don't think he's the right man for the job, but I think the Angels need a different guy for the job. Someone youthful, someone that can relate to these players that get younger and younger every single year. Mike Socia definitely represents the old guard of managers, considering he is the longest tenured currently in Major League Baseball. I know there were reports over the weekend that he was stepping down, and now he called that, quote, poppycock, which I thought was an entertaining word choice as a broadcaster who loves me some multisyllabic words. But man, there needs to be some sort of injection of energy and life into this Halo squad, and they'll get a good look of what I think Major League Baseball is at its core: youthful exuberance across the dugout over the weekend against the Oakland A's. And much as it pains me to say it, when talking about the A's and NorCal versus SoCal, right, there's that inherent regional rivalry, especially over the years as the two teams sort of duked it out for AL West supremacy that dates back to the mid-2000s and all of that. But kudos to Billy Beane for the team he's put together with the A's, man. It's going to be a tough series. I don't see the Halos winning it. I don't see the Halos sweeping it, that's for sure. But even winning the series only gets you a game closer, which, with just over 40 games remaining, you're only making a game up on the standings in a 3-game set. Not going to get it done. You're going to run out of time making that sort of long-winded chase. So that's that. I want to keep expectations tempered. And I also want to get to our final remaining segment here today on a Wednesday night episode of Locked On Angels. Big news coming in terms of this podcast. So before I make this sort of announcement, I want to say that I apologize for, you know, the mismanagement of episode and my time and making sure that we're putting out an episode each and every single day, Monday through Friday. I've certainly slacked on that in the past week or so, not putting out an episode on Monday and that past Friday. And, you know, an opportunity has come up. As you guys know, I'm a minor league baseball play-by-play broadcaster for the Eugene Emeralds. Not only that, but I work in the front office full-time, which means I got to be there in the morning for each and every single game to get ready. I'm there working all the games, which start usually at 7 o'clock in the evenings. I don't give myself much time to devote, as much as I would like, certainly, to this podcast and to the Angels in specificity. And I think it would be a disservice in order to continue extending myself a little too long here, because I want this podcast to be great. I want to spearhead someone. I want someone to spearhead this podcast and give you guys the coverage that you deserve and that is reflective of the Locked On Podcast Network in general. There's so many great hosts, so many great people involved with this network that when I heard about this opportunity, Locked On Podcast Network Is going to be expanding. It hasn't been officially announced yet, so I don't want to ruin it. I will be with the Locked On Network in a more central role, in a role closer to home here, on a different part of the podcast network. But with that, I don't want to say regretfully announce, but I will announce that I will be stepping down as the host of Locked On Angels. That'll happen at the end of this week. Lucas Sardo, the man who has been my co-host for the past month, a little over a month now, that you guys have said that you have enjoyed, and I think he's done a great job with the episodes that he has hosted. He will now transition into your primary guy. He'll be with you every single day, Monday through Friday. I didn't think there could be a better guy to pass it off to, a dear friend of mine, and I am excited to see what he can do because he's the guy that's plugged in Anaheim, in Orange County, attends games regularly, has the time in order to make this happen, has the energy to pull off a daily podcast as well, because that, I think, is an often overlooked element of the Locked On Podcast Network. So I'm excited to bring him into the fold, although it means that I'll be stepping down. But I want to send out, before I do so, one, go congratulate Lucas Sardo on this if you get the chance to after listening to this episode. And two, I want to send out a thank you to all of you guys that made this happen. You know, we started this podcast in the MLB channel with very humble roots, humble upbringing. You know, I'm a minor league guy myself. I was happy to be given the opportunity. And I'm just, the main thing is schedule-wise here, we're unable to work something out, even working for a short season club. I'm just unable to make this sort of commitment happen. And I apologize for that, as I said, the last week or so, but it's been awesome. I'll still be chatting all things Angels on my personal Twitter, but everything podcast related, Lucas will be taking over for the foreseeable future. I'm excited to see what he can do with this podcast, and I'm excited that I was able to bring it to the forefront, to give birth to this podcast, a daily podcast that I know so many of you appreciate, and we want to keep building and building and building this thing to be a force, not only in podcasts, but in the sports media market in general. So Lucas takes over. My last episode will be on Friday. It's been an awesome ride, and I am not done with the Locked On Podcast Network. That announcement will come soon. My new role, I'll be hosting up a brand new podcast as part of the Locked On Podcast Network that I'm excited to get working on very soon. That one will be dropping sometime later this month, so look out for it for those of you that follow me on my personal Twitter. But that's going to do it for today's episode. I know a personal touch to finish us off, but make sure you follow the show at Locked On Angels to get all your updates regarding this podcast. Lucas will be back tomorrow, and the full-time guy starting next week, like I said, excited. Go show him love on Twitter. Reach out to him. Tell him what a great job he's doing and the great things that he can do moving forward. As always, of course, subscribe, rate, review, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you can find podcasts. That's where you can find Locked On Angels and all of the podcasts as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Take it easy, guys. I got to get out of here.